Hello there, my name is Monica Burns, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. I'm a former New York City public school teacher and started the Easy EdTech Podcast in 2019 to share my favorite tips, tricks, and strategies for technology integration. You'll hear stories from my time in the classroom, the work I do now with schools and districts, and my travels to different EdTech events. Each episode is designed to give you ideas you can try yourself, share with a colleague, or bookmark for later in the school year. So don't forget to head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes and resources from today's episode. If you're listening to this episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, or another podcast player, you'll see the show notes link in the description too. This episode is sponsored by my quick reference guide on classroom technology tips. Have you seen this yet? Although I love books, a quick reference guide, or QRG, is a perfect way to get lots of information and have a handy resource to refer to. It's laminated, just 6 panels, and even 3-hole punched in case you're rocking a Trapper Keeper or have a favorite binder full of professional learning ideas. Learn more at classtechtips.com/books or go to Amazon and type in my name, Monica Burns. You'll have to scroll past the romance novels written by someone with the same name, but I promise you'll find the QRGs there too. Today's episode is all about time-saving tips, so saving time when you are teaching with podcasts. And if you are here today listening into this episode, I'm guessing that it's probably not your first time tuning in to a podcast. And whether you listen to a few favorite podcasts on your own each week, or you regularly share podcast episodes with your students, having a few tips and tricks in your back pocket can certainly be helpful. In today's podcast episode, I'm going to share 8 of my favorite tips for anyone listening to podcasts. This could apply to you and your personal podcast listening practice, so some tips that might help change up or optimize your routine, or you might decide to share a few of these tips with students, introducing them alongside any podcast links that you might share or episodes you might recommend to your group. Now, if you've been here for a while, even if you followed along with the blog forever or for 10 years, and it feels like you've just recently tuned into podcasts, well, you know that I love this medium. I launched this Easy EdTech podcast, what you're listening to right now, in March of 2019. I've welcomed dozens of guests, and I'm quickly approaching the 200th episode mark. So you're listening to this one before we officially hit 200 in the numbers. But if you loop in, if you count up all the bonus episodes, I'm right at that 200-ish episode mark. Now, podcasts are one of my favorite types of media. I listen to lots of podcasts each week with current events, reality TV recaps, interviews with entrepreneurs, and lots more. Now, I'll tell you, I was a little embarrassed at the end of last year, December 2022, when I got my Spotify results, or all those numbers that they give you at the end of the year of how much time you're listening and what genres of music you're listening to, because I guess the embarrassment part was like, oh my goodness, should I even share this screenshot of how many minutes I've listened to podcasts? Because I listen when I'm working out or driving in the car or have it in the background, kind of like the radio. So a lot of podcasts happening here. Now, in addition to podcasts, another thing that I love are tips and tricks. And you might have seen my recent blog post or even listened into the podcast episode I did with calendar tips for teachers. So this episode today is going along with 2 things I love: podcasts and time-saving tips. So with today's list, you might try a few of these on your own. You could share a couple with a colleague or introduce a few to students. Totally up to you how you make the most of these 8 tips and tricks for teaching with podcasts and listening to podcasts this school year. First up on the list is to speed it up. Now, another confession here, I rarely listen to podcasts faster than their normal speed, the one time or default speed. I've only recently started listening to audiobooks a little faster, and even there, I'm like at a 1.2. And I'm a pretty quick reader, but when it comes to listening, I just cannot handle super speedy audio content. So you got to know yourself. And for students who might be tempted to really speed it up, it can be one of those things that backfires because they'll just waste their time and they won't get much out of the experience. So you might want to speed up a podcast for a really specific reason. Specifically, you might want to speed it up when you are previewing content for students. Like the same way you might watch a video or read an article before sharing with students, you're going to want to listen in to that podcast before you share it with a group. Now, most podcast players, Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts have this built in, this speed it up. And this is actually something you can do with YouTube videos too. Our next tip on the list is on the flip side of the first one, which is slow it down. So just like you can speed up a podcast, most podcast players let you slow it down too. Some podcasts have fast talking hosts. Now I'm from New York and I know that I can talk a little fast. So maybe slowing down a podcast just even a little bit could make a big difference. This definitely works better with some podcasts than others. And if you slow a podcast down too much, it's going to sound a little strange, almost distracting for students. This happened to me by accident not that long ago. I love the Ringer podcast and I listen to Bill Simmons every once in a while, or I shouldn't say every once in a while, all the time. I listen to a lot of Ringer content and I was listening and I must have just hit a button on my phone and it was like slowed down the audio. And I was like, is something wrong? Like, is he okay? Like I had a very emotional reaction to the idea that he was sounding so slow and strange and just not normal. And it was because I just tapped on the wrong button on my phone. It took me a second, but luckily I figured it out. So for example, that one time or normal speed to halftime or 0.5 or 5/10 speed is a big jump, but a podcast player like Spotify lets you actually play at 8/10. So it's just a little bit slower, which may be great choice for students who are learning a new language or are listening to a podcast where someone's talking super speedy. So that could be an idea that you want to try to. I've mentioned Spotify a couple times here. It's my podcast go-to player, but all of them are, you know, have different features or have similar features and have some differences that you might gravitate towards a little bit more. But for the ones I'm talking about today, you can actually just pull it up on the web and you don't even have to log in or download an app if you wanted to take advantage of like a super specific feature I'm talking about. Number 3 on our list of 8 tips is to not sign in or don't sign in, which is what I was getting at there with that lead up. So if you want to share a podcast with students, but you don't want to have them set up a new account or download an app on a phone or tablet, you can choose a podcast player that lets them stream without signing in. And as I mentioned, many podcast players just let you share a link. Like even sometimes I'll open up Apple Podcasts or Spotify on my computer. I won't even sign in and I'll just hit play straight from it. And so you can share this with students too. You might get that prompt to download an app, but they can disregard that and just press play. So many podcasts, and mine for sure does this too, this might even be how you're listening to the podcast today, includes a player, like an embed player, right on the show notes page or the website for a blog or that goes along with the podcast. And so instead of sharing a link to the episode on Apple Podcasts, for example, you can share share the link to this page, and I've linked out to one example of an embedded podcast on a webpage, Wow in the World. I'll link out to it in the show notes so you can see it there and see what it looks like. And I also have a post on my blog all about Google Podcasts and using that with students, which is another great option, and another great option too if you wanted to share something with families. So our tip number four takes a spin on number three, another flip it one, and there are benefits to signing in. So as much as you might want to skip the sign in, which is great for lots of reasons, there's definitely benefits to signing in too. So lots of pros to not signing in, just like I mentioned, but the cons might push you or to encourage students and describe these benefits, especially to your older students, to sign in. So for one, it can help you keep track of your favorite podcasts and even your podcast listening habits. If you sign in, it will download those new episodes for you. So signing into a podcast app, which you can do by creating a free account, you can do it on Spotify, Overcast, lots of them. This will let you stay up to date when a new episode of your favorite podcast is released. So you might already do this with mine, right? Especially if you're an avid podcast player listener, and you can tap on the follow button, and then your personalized queue of new podcast episodes will automatically update. So even if your favorite podcast is super consistent about releasing their episodes like every Tuesday morning, wink, wink, right? Like mine, this will also make sure you don't miss something that might be a surprise or a bonus episode. I know I listen to a couple pop culture podcasts. So like if something big happens, like Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez get married, right? Like out of nowhere, unexpectedly, they might do a surprise episode to debrief or talk about it. Kind of a silly example, but just a nice reason to follow along. So next tip on the list is to find the transcript. Many podcasts include a full transcript, so you have the option of reading along with the audio from the episode. And this might come in handy when you want to pull up a transcript and you just can't remember exactly when someone said something, like in the actual file. So you can't, like, scrolling back isn't going to help, but looking at the podcast and skimming it will. So I've pulled up the transcript for favorite podcasts that I've listened to when I knew that someone mentioned like a really great book recommendation, but I couldn't remember exactly where in the podcast they said it. I was driving, I was working out or something. And so by skimming the transcript, I could quickly find where they mentioned it and then add it to my reading wish list so I didn't forget it. For students, having the transcript is definitely helpful too. Same way they might really gravitate towards turning on the captions of a video to help them follow along, you might find that this is something that is not for everyone, but could make a big difference for some students you work with. So Circle Round has transcripts for each episode. That's another great kid-friendly one. I'll link to it in the show notes. And you can find each of those episodes' transcripts on their website. So not every podcast does this. I do this for mine. I think it's important for accessibility in addition to the reasons we're talking about today, but many, many of them do. Our next tip is one that might be useful for students who enjoy watching things in addition to listening, which is to look for a video version of the podcast. Now, if you might have noticed this already, I don't do this for the Easy Ed Tech podcast. I do have a YouTube channel, but I primarily just share shorts, like kind of like TikTok videos. I repurpose them, put them on YouTube that way. I don't like film all the Zooms or myself, right, talking about things and put it on YouTube. But some podcasters use YouTube as a podcast player. It may be something I explore in the future, to be honest with you, because YouTube's really becoming a trendy place for podcast hosting and consumption. And I don't mean trendy in like a passing fad, but it's becoming increasingly popular. And if you're sharing a podcast with students for the first time and you plan on sharing a few episodes over the course of the school year, you might want to consider starting off by sharing the video version. This is helpful for a couple reasons. It can help students picture the speakers when they listen to just the audio in the future. And some podcasts, you know, they rely on sharing visuals. I don't know if you've ever listened to a podcast before, maybe mine, where I like mention something and I'll say, oh, you can find a screenshot of this, right, on the website. Like maybe it is useful, right, for the particular podcast your kids are listening to have that video version. So looking for a video version, another tip. Next up is to download for offline listening. I love this option, especially when traveling somewhere where there is spotty or inconsistent Wi-Fi or traveling on an airplane. So I know when I am on an airplane, before I will go on a trip, I try my best to remember to download a few episodes to listen to while I'm disconnected. I have to think ahead to make sure, right, I have those episodes that I really want to listen to. And downloading a podcast episode for offline listening can come in handy for kids too. So students who might have interrupted connectivity outside the classroom, well, they can download a podcast episode within an app or save the MP3 file to their device for many podcasts. I mentioned Circle Round earlier and Wow in the World earlier, and both of these podcasts have a download button right on their landing page. So you might set up a routine with students where at the start of class, everyone taps on the download button for a podcast episode you want them to listen to, and that way they can check it out when they're outside of the classroom. So last but not least on our list is to connect your podcast listening to a habit. And if you've made it to number 8 on the list, but the whole time you're thinking, Monica, I wish I listened to more podcasts, I just don't have the time, I totally get this. I used to feel this way about my reading habits. And when I taught 5th grade in New York City for a number of years, and I rode the subway almost an hour every day, and I made my way through piles of books. This is kind of pre-podcast for me, at least. I'm not going to say there weren't podcasts then, but not the way that we think about them now. And when I stopped commuting like this, so when I, after I left the classroom, so after my 6.5 years or so of taking the subway almost every day, my regular reading practice definitely suffered. It shifted in a big way. I had tied my reading habit to a routine when it was commuting in this case. And when that routine stopped, so did my regular reading practice. So you might decide that you tie a podcast to a habit or to a routine that you are committed to. And I will say that I've gotten a lot better with building reading into my other routines, even though my subway commute is no longer the way it used to be. But maybe you try listening to a 60-minute podcast over the course of 3 days of dog walking, or you listen to a new episode of a favorite podcast on a laundry day or a weekly gym visit. So if you can think of a task or routine on your schedule, which I understand, right? Totally easier said than done, but maybe you've got one that you could start with every week or even every day. There may be time to add a new podcast into the rotation that way. So if you've got a favorite podcast tip to share, I just went through 8 with you. Let me know all about it. I read all the DMs that I get on Instagram and Twitter. You can always message me at Class Tech Tips. And if you are an Easy Ed Tech Club member, so if you're a member of my membership site, then you already know, or you should know, I guess, right? Because it happens every month that I do release my masterclass and video Q&A as an audio version. So you can always listen to that as a podcast too. So let's finish up with the 8 tips from the episode, a quick rundown for you. So first up was to speed it up or slow it down. Don't sign in to a podcast app or think about signing in to a podcast app. Find the transcript, look for a video version, download for offline listening, and last but not least, connect your podcast listening to a habit. Remember, you can find the show notes, some of my go-to podcast recommendations, an infographic that goes along with today, and the full list of resources from this episode by clicking on the show notes button wherever you're listening or heading to classtechtips.com/podcast. This episode is sponsored by my quick reference guide on classroom technology tips. A quick reference guide, or QRG, is a perfect way to get lots of information and have a handy resource to refer to. It's laminated, just 6 panels, and even 3-hole punched. Learn more at classtechtips.com/books or go to Amazon, type in my name, Monica Burns, then scroll past the romance novels written by someone with the same name. I'm sure she's lovely, it's just someone else, and you'll find them there too. Thank you for tuning in to another Tuesday episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. This way, next week's episode will be waiting for you first thing on Tuesday morning. And if you want to share an idea from the episode with a friend or colleague, text, tweet, or post the link on your favorite social media platform. And of course, you can tag me at Class Tech Tips with any questions.